So this morning I've got John Angus from The Trues with me, John Angus McDonald. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while since we had a chance to chat.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scotty. It's been a minute, but happy to be back on the airwaves in Nova Scotia.
Now, for those that don't know, The Trues originated in Anaganish. They're hometown boys for us. They've been living in Ontario for the last little while. Are you still calling Ontario home, John Angus?
Yeah, I live in Hamilton these days. I moved out here about 6 or 7 years ago, bought a house out here with my wife, and we've had a couple of kids, and so we call this place home, but I'm dying to get back out east. I mean, after the couple of years we've had, I've had it up to here with cities, I can tell you that.
I want to talk about that, the whole idea of being at home, and I know that you and your brother Colin were doing live streams from the house over TikTok and over Instagram and over Facebook Live. Then you went to Patreon. How did the pandemic hit the band?
Honestly, man, we were just sort of like flailing around for things to do. It was such a shock to be like stopped in our tracks for the first time in like a 20-year career, you know, to be told like you literally can't do anything, you know, like all our tour plans were canceled, all of our recording plans were canceled. And it just was like a really big shock to the system, as it was to the whole world. And, you know, we aren't unique in that way. But I think entertainment, the industry as a whole, was hit particularly hard because we're in the business of big crowds.
Yeah.
So we were just looking around for anything, any way that we could keep ourselves busy, keep ourselves from going crazy, and stay connected with our fans out there. So, yeah, we started doing these weekly live streams. We started a fan club on Patreon, a way to just, like, funnel more material out to people. And, it was kind of like survival mode for me and everybody else that I know that does what we do. It was not an easy time to be in a band, but, It feels like we're kind of on the other side of it, you know, at least to me right now. So lots of plenty of hope on the horizon.
Well, you took me to my next point. Now you're doing a cross Canada tour. At the end of May, you're going to be in Winnipeg, but then you're going all the way to Vancouver and making your way back, and you're playing at home at the end of the summer.
Yeah. No, I can't wait. I mean, it's been a long time since we've done like a headlining show in Anaganish proper. And I love that they're doing this Nova Scotia Summer Fest. It's been going on for a few years, and I've been hearing amazing things. And, I'm so happy that so many of these things have survived the last couple of years, given what we've all, again, just what we've all gone through. So very proud that the festival has stayed intact and is still alive, and very proud to be playing at it.
And you can get tickets for that Friday night show, August 19th, at NovaScotiaSummerFest.ca. The Trues headlining the show. Also, Miles Goodwin on that show, Campbell and Johnson, Ian Sherwood, and Jimmy Rankin. Have you guys done anything with Jimmy Rankin before, John Angus?
Yeah, over the years, we've crossed paths many, many times. Usually at awards or something like that, you know, like we've seen him. I've got a lot of respect for him and that whole family, you know, like what a lineage of music and talent, you know.
We're talking to John Angus McDonald of The Trues, and I've got that brand new single called Enemy. I'm going to play it in a second. Here's my question here, John Angus, and it goes directly to you, because traditionally The Trues have let your brother sing the lead.
Mm-hmm.
You've taken lead on this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like one of those things. Anything can happen, man. We're in a brave new world.
Now, who's older, you or Colin?
Colin's the older brother.
Colin is older. All right.
Yeah.
So, and I know your mom is listening to the show, because mom always listens to the show. Hi, Mrs. McDonald. And, oh, by the way, John Angus, is there anything you want to say to mom?
I got a big shout out here for Mother's Day, which I know is coming right up. So, mom, a.k.a. Nikki, if you're listening, happy Mother's Day, and I hope to see you soon.
Hold up. You don't call your mother Nikki, do you? You've never called her Nikki to her face, have you?
She has such a nickname. Her name is Monica. Nickname is Nikki. Everybody calls. I mean, I call her mom.
Okay.
But, you know, I just want to be, like, you know, very specific as to who I'm addressing here. There's a lot of McDonald's out there, too, so.
I got it. I know I can never look at my mother in the face and call her Doris. Like, that just wouldn't work.
Not in person. Maybe over radio, though.
Fair enough.
Radio, you could say, Doris.
When it comes to you and your brother, and you fought as kids, I'm assuming you fought as kids, did you have to fight over the lead vocals of this song?
No, we didn't. I mean, it was like, when we started the band, it was an obvious choice. He's a much better singer than I am, or will ever be, and I'm a much better guitar player than he is, or will ever be.
Fair.
So it was kind of an obvious thing. In the case of this particular song, I did the whole demo myself at home, And, you know, you can call it demoitis. You can call it the fact that we didn't do very much jamming over the pandemic or anything. But we got very attached. I think everybody got attached to this version of the song with me singing on it. And by the time it came to do the record, it just felt natural to leave it that way. And there was no real hard feelings or anything as far as I know. I mean, you have to ask him. But I think everybody's kind of cool with it. And, you know, I always defend it by saying I let Colin play lead guitar on the Trues record before. So now we're even, you know.
Fair enough. Fair enough. This is the brand new track off the album Wanderer. It's called Enemy. It's the Trues. John Angus, thanks for taking some time this morning.
Thanks, Scotty. Thanks for having me.